Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update.
Today is a day of mourn in Israel. It's a very sad day for all of us.
The bodies presumed to be of the youngest Israelis held hostage by Hamas have been returned to Israel on Thursday. According to Hamas, Shirley Bibas and her two sons, Ariel and Kefir, who were 4 years old and 9 months old when they were abducted from Kibbutz Nir Oz, were killed by an Israeli airstrike in the first few weeks of the war. Yarden Bibas, the father, was released on February 1st. Arik Diamant is a Tel Aviv resident.
We're very sad that it's come to this, that we're returning bodies and not really rejoicing, but feeling some relief at the return of the bodies of these kidnapped people, and children and infants.
The fourth body returned was that of Oded Lifshitz, a journalist who campaigned for the recognition of Palestinian rights and peace between Arab and Jews. The bodies released Thursday will be formally identified, which could take up to 48 hours. A significant rift has opened between the U.S. and Ukraine after President Donald Trump blamed Kyiv for the war in Russia. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
President Trump blasted Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky,
a dictator without elections,
at a business conference in Miami, saying,
the only thing he was really good at was playing Joe Biden like a fiddle. He played him like a fiddle.
The leaders of Germany and the UK, among those jumping to Zelensky's defense, Prime Minister Keir Starmer noting Britain suspended elections during World War II, and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz calling it wrong and dangerous to deny Zelensky's democratic legitimacy. But with the U.S. and Russia agreeing to negotiate an end to the war, Trump warned,
Zelensky better move fast or he's not going to have a country left.
Ukraine says the terms U.S. officials have discussed are too favorable to Moscow. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. South Korea suspended President Yoon Suk-yeol attended the 10th hearing of his impeachment trial on Thursday. Yoon appeared in two different courts, contesting his arrest on rebellion charges in one and pleading to preserve his presidency in the other, both related to his brief imposition of martial law in December. The court was also reviewing a request by Yoon's lawyers to cancel his arrest and release him. South Korea's constitutional court said on Thursday that the next hearing in a trial on whether to oust impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol or restore his presidential power will be February 25th. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov arrived in South Africa for the two-day meeting of the Group of 20 Nations, where top European diplomats are expected to reinforce their support for Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is boycotting the meeting and has pledged to also skip the main G20 summit in South Africa in November. The boycott is amid tensions with South Africa over some of its policies that the Trump administration has condemned as anti-American. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent also said he will not attend a G20 finance ministers meeting in South Africa next week. While South Africa hopes that the meeting will make progress on issues affecting the developing world like debt refinancing and climate change, one of the first sessions will involve discussions on the global geopolitical situation, according to the agenda. Pope Francis is continuing his recovery from double pneumonia. AP correspondent Naeon Kim has more.
In a statement, the Vatican confirmed that new blood tests showed a slight improvement and that the pontiff is now eating breakfast out of bed after a 6th peaceful night at the hospital. Francis was admitted to Rome's Gemelli Hospital on February 14 after a bout of bronchitis worsened. Doctors on Tuesday diagnosed him with pneumonia in both lungs. Prayers are growing for the 88-year-old pontiff. Outside the hospital where he's being treated, flowers and candles are being laid. Rome's diocese invited all parishes and religious communities of the city to hold a silent prayer for the health of Pope Francis. I'm Naeon Kim.
Speaking at the Halifax International Security Forum in Taipei, Secretary General of National Security Council of Taiwan, Joseph Wu, is confident the U.S. will continue its support of the island.
Our support in the Congress, our support from those people who were already nominated or who will be nominated and serve in the administration will still be there. So I think the Trump administration's support for Taiwan will remain very strong.
That said, Taiwan is looking to head off President Donald Trump's threats of hefty tariffs on its semiconductor chips. Trump has previously accused Taiwan of stealing the U.S. chip industry and suggested it should pay the United States for its defense. Taiwan lives under the constant threat of an invasion by China, which claims the island as part of its territory. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.